Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with me, Andy Dorf. I also got my tag team partner in crime this week, Mike Wilson. So much to talk about in the sports world, from college football to what we thought of what happened with the World Series as that has come and gone, and obviously NBA basketball and the big one of them all, the NFL, baby. It's week 9. I can't believe it. It's kind of crazy. Mike Wilson, good morning, my friend. How are you, brother?
I'm doing good, my friend. Yeah, lots of happenings in college football yesterday. Hey, what about your Sun Devils? 6-2 right now, qualified for a bowl. They're playing some good football, kind of unexpected. Big win for Ohio State yesterday. We got the World Series. Man, let's get to it. Let's just get going.
Yeah, Ohio State, obviously a big win for them at Penn State. And Penn State got out early in that football game, but Ohio State just kind of kept it together, my friend. And that's kind of what they do. Oregon also, they looked impressive as all hell, played a fantastic football game. Georgia, you know, that's always going to be a tough one. Georgia and Florida, right? Like, it's always going to be tough. You can throw the records right out the window, my friend, but when certain matchups happen, certain rivalries, it just doesn't make any difference, and the game might be a little bit better than we expect it to be. So, got to give credit where credit is due. Just getting loose, man. On the other side, I believe we'll hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll talk to him about Major League Baseball, our final thoughts on that. And then, obviously, we got to start talking NHL hockey. Keep it close, man. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we'll be right back.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us, by the way, 1-800-878-8729. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we got the real John Poulter. And by the way, you can get at him at 12, John Poulter on the X thing. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. I'm doing well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. In California right now, somewhere around San Diego. So enjoying the a little bit of the cool breeze from the ocean, and got to hang out on the beach yesterday. So life is pretty good. I'm not complaining, but do want to talk to you a little bit about what we saw with the World Series and the Dodgers getting it done. And I believe I read something about that was the first time that they were able to clinch against the Yankees or something like that since 1988 or something along those lines. I don't exactly know what I read, but something about 1988 and a 162-game season, the Dodgers get this done. I want to get your thoughts, your opinion about what you saw from the World Series, because you and I were texting a little bit back and forth, and I told you I was a little disappointed. I wasn't able to watch as much as I really would have liked to because I had to work at other, you know, I was busy. So things kind of happened, and the game times were a little tough for me to catch most of the games. I did catch some of the games, but I didn't get as good of a view as you did. So give me your thoughts and your opinions about the Dodgers winning and the Yankees losing.
Well, I thought it was kind of an interesting series from a lot of standpoints. And certainly if you were a fan that had no skin in the game for either team, it was entertaining baseball to watch. Going in, I think most of us felt that the Yankees would be the dominant team from a pitching standpoint, and the Dodgers might be a dominant team from the hitting standpoint. And you and I had talked about the fact that the Dodgers were starting to come out of their shell in terms of hitting, and you know, at what point does good hitting overtake good pitching? And the first three games, all of which were Dodger wins, were just exactly the opposite. The Dodgers had outstanding starting pitching. The Yankees was so-so, and the Dodgers' hot hitting continued. So after three games, the Dodgers' full value for that 3-0 lead, then all of a sudden the Yankees caught fire in Game 4 after going down fairly early, and the Dodgers used that bullpen game, and, you know, here's another situation where we've seen teams in the postseason short of starting pitching, and, you know, that's still something that baffles me, that a team can win 98 games and can get to the World Series but can't come up with four starters for the biggest series of the year. I still struggle with that a little bit. But the Dodgers then got down in Game 5, and it looked like we were heading to Los Angeles for Game 6 and 7. And then I wouldn't say an un-Yankee-like bottom top half of an inning where they made three errors, gave up five unearned runs after Gerrit Cole was cruising, but certainly not the type of defense and pitching combinations you would expect to see on a pennant winner, and the next thing you know, the game is tied. Then it seesaws back and forth, and the Dodgers coming through in the end. From a neutral standpoint, great series to watch, lots of swings in it. I was impressed with it from that standpoint, but, you know, I've thought about this many times, and since we've had all this interleague play, I don't find the World Series anymore, what's the word I'm looking for here, something that really grabs my attention the way that it does. The curiosity isn't there anymore because now we see the Yankees and the Dodgers every year. I much preferred it when we didn't see a team in the other league until the World Series. I know I'm in the minority when I say that. I know it's never going to change, but that's just where I'm coming from.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike.
Look, good morning, man. I think I caught a little bit more of the World Series than Andy did. Probably not by much, though. But, you know, my couple questions that I got for you. I was just ecstatic. Not that I had a dog in the fight, but when I don't have a dog in the fight, I usually root for the team that's closest to the West Coast, just because I'm a West Coast guy, and that's just how I kind of approach it if I don't have a dog in the hunt. I was so happy for Freddie Freeman and the way he came through and just the way he played, seeing that what he had to deal with on the field and especially off the field with his son. Just describe your thoughts with Freddie Freeman's performance, and then tell me how crazy I am, because I've approached this with some people that the Dodgers should go after Juan Soto. Tell me how crazy I am with that.
Well, dealing with the no dog in the game first, I'm agreeing with you 100% on that. I don't have a dog in the fight here, although I must tell you that I was looking to the Dodgers sort of deep down for the same reason that you were, because of the Freddie Freeman situation. I think the guy's a class act. He's a total professional. He came through when it mattered. He had issues with his family that clearly took his mind off the game, but he was professional enough to come through and play an exceptional World Series and become the MVP of the World Series. The guy's a class act. He's well-spoken. I can see a broadcasting future for him once he's through playing professional baseball. In terms of the other team, the Yankees, pretty easy to say that anybody that lives in an American League East city is never going to support the Yankees in any kind of a series unless they are actually from New York and or Yankee fans. You know, we're one of that group where we have two favorite teams. One is our home team. The second one is anybody that's playing the Yankees. In this case, that became the Dodgers. So I'm like you from that standpoint. Is it crazy for the Dodgers to go after Soto? No, it's not crazy, because we know what the Dodgers can do with their checkbook. Whether Soto would be prepared to take a team-friendly contract in terms of deferred money the same way that Ohtani did is another story. He may or may not be in a position to do that, or he may not be willing to do that. I don't know. I haven't read anything either way on that. I think there's going to be a ton of teams going after this guy. I think the number of teams that go after him is going to drive the price up insanely. I don't think he's going to pass the Ohtani numbers, but I think he's going to get awfully close, because he's a little bit younger and he's a little bit more proven in terms of his major league abilities when he hits the free agent market. I still don't think the Yankees are out of the market. I still think the Yankees are prepared to write that check, but I think there's probably five or six other teams that are as well.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball, obviously more in particular, the fallout from the World Series. So that leads me to my last question for you, John. Where do the Yankees go from here if they can't get Juan Soto to come back? And how do they get themselves back to the World Series? And on the other side, the Dodgers, I think we expect them to just continue to do what they do. And in general, both these teams, they've got the biggest payrolls in baseball. So how do they both get back there?
Yeah, well, dealing with the Dodgers first, I think you're 100% on when you say that they'll just continue business as usual. They may decide to supplement that lineup with a couple more guys. I think this was probably one of Dave Roberts' better managing jobs. He had a lot of injuries. He had a lot of streaks that were good and a lot of streaks that were bad, but his team came through at the right time. I think he did a very good job. We've been a little bit, negative in terms of Dave Roberts over the course of the years, but I think he deserves some stars for the way that he handled this particular situation. Looking at the Yankees, I think the Yankees will do what they always do. They'll find some good young talent in their system. They will go out and sign some players. They will have a checkbook handy, and I think the Yankees are at that point where they figure that their window is relatively small given the age of guys like Judge. They want to get back into this before Judge is at the tail end of his career. I don't think they want to waste him in his prime. I can see the Yankees going out and spending a little bit of money. I fully expect that they'll match that $36 million payment they have to make to go to Gerrit Cole by midnight tonight in order to firm up the final 2 or 3 years of his contract. I think that opting out of his contract is strictly a dollars and cents move on his part. I don't think he's got any intention of becoming a free agent. I think he wants the extra year and the extra $36 million, and this is how he's going to get it.
Yeah, security's everything in the world when you think about it, and $36 million will pretty much take care of that. We can get it. Okay, we got to take a quick pause for the cause because I hear the music. So we'll come back. We'll shift gears. We'll talk a little NHL hockey with you on the other side, John. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget. the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you, hanging out with our professor of sports. Currently, John Poulter comes to us from Toronto, Canada. So, quite naturally, we talk a little NHL hockey when it's applicable. We also talk Major League Baseball with John, and we just got done with that. So, it's time for some NHL talk. John, I look across the standings. Not a lot has changed since the last time we spoke about this. You look at the Atlantic, where the Panthers and the Lightning and now the Maple Leafs are all up on top. You have, obviously, the Senators are right there with them. Detroit, I like what I'm seeing from Detroit. I got to get your take on that early in the season. I think that that's intriguing to see Detroit playing a little bit better. You skip down to the Metropolitan, where the Washington Capitals are on top there, but that's really tight with the Devils and Rangers right there. It's extremely tight right now, and it's obviously early in the season, so but trends are starting. Winnipeg Jets, they've gotten off to a good start. The Minnesota Wild, pretty good start for them. The Dallas Stars, we're accustomed to them playing pretty well. I see my Utah Hockey Club, which, you know me, I seem to gravitate to the clubs that are away from us. And this one is a little bit special because it's obviously the Arizona Coyote team that went to Utah. But they're hanging in there early in the season. So I kind of want to get your take on that, John. You look at the Pacific, where my Vegas Knights, who I have adopted, and I truly, truly do like that team a lot, they're on top. I like where I see them right now. The Kings, they're playing pretty well, too. There's some interesting trends that are happening here, John, and teams that have been out of the mix are somehow all of a sudden getting back in the mix a little bit. Are you noticing that?
Yeah, it's been a funny season. You know, we're only about an eighth of the way through the season. Some of the teams started out really well and have continued to play really well. I'm thinking Winnipeg and Vegas in that situation. A couple of teams that didn't start out very well and have started to pick it up a little bit, one being Washington, the second one being Carolina, third one being Edmonton. Tampa Bay, much the same. They had a bit of a slow start because they lost a couple of games because of the hurricane situation, so they're a little bit behind in their schedule. But it has been an interesting season so far. And you know, you talked about the Detroit Red Wings, and I thought for a couple of years that's a team that's going to start breaking through, and I'm saying that simply because of the job that I know Steve Yzerman is going to do there. I think he inherited I wouldn't say a mess, but certainly a bigger challenge than probably most of us thought, and probably even bigger than he thought. And even at the start of this season, it looked like they might be starting to take a little bit more of a step backwards, but all of a sudden, you know, they're back 5-4-1 in their last 10, and all of a sudden they're back in fifth spot in that division. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but I think they're going to make a real good run at it. That's a pretty strong division, but I think there's an improvement there. You talked about Utah. I don't really know what to make of them. They came out of the gate very quickly. New home, new scenery, having fans in the seats for the first time in I don't know how many years. I think that was a big boost to them, but they've kind of come back to the pack a little bit, but they're hanging in there. But that's an awfully tough division with Winnipeg, Minnesota, Dallas, and still lurking in the background, Colorado in that division. So I think it's going to be tough for them to get in there, but it's nice to see them making a good show.
You know, John, you know, with the NHL, and like you said, we're only about an eighth of the way through. And Andy's right, and you start seeing trends a little bit. My two questions for you is, what explains Winnipeg's just incredible start? I mean, they're 10-1. They got 20 points. Like, they're playing really good hockey. What's the key for them right now? And then I'm not sure if there's a better story in the NHL than Minnesota and what they had to go through in the offseason, being 7-1 out the gate and all they had to deal with. Talk about Minnesota a little bit, if you could.
Well, I can talk more about Winnipeg than Minnesota. I haven't had an opportunity to see too many Minnesota games because of the fact that they're in the Western Conference and the time difference.
But right.
I've seen a number of Winnipeg games, and that is an awfully good hockey team. I think we knew that going in. They're 10-1. They won their first eight. The only loss, I might add, was to the Toronto Maple Leafs last Monday night. And this is kind of an odd stat, and it's not a stat that a lot of people look at. And, you know, I think you guys have known me long enough that I sometimes like to dig out stats that, to me, tell a bit of a story without being so obvious. And, you know, the general rule is that when you're on the power play, if you can convert 20% of the time, you're doing well. If you're on the penalty kill, if you can continue to play, keep the other team off the board, 80% of the time, you're doing well. So you add those two figures together. If you're at 100% or better, you should be doing pretty well in the standings. Well, you add those two percentages together for the Winnipeg Jets, and it's 123. So I think that tells you that they're playing very well.
Wow.
They're taking advantage of the special teams. The other factor is they've had eight more power play opportunities than they have had to kill penalties. So that means that they're playing good hockey defensively without taking penalties. That's usually a pretty good sign that a team is playing well.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking NHL hockey. I found something to be pretty intriguing, John, about the NHL. Jessica Campbell, her hockey journey and how she's gotten a break, and you know, she got to debut with the Kraken. Can you talk a little bit about Jessica Campbell sitting on the bench?
Well, it's a landmark move. I mean, it's a little bit like Kim Ng when she took over the general manager's position with the Florida Marlins in the National League, the Miami Marlins in the National League. She has a good background. She was a reasonably good player. She is well-respected in the game. She's taken all the usual coaching courses. She's there by merit more than anything else. She also got a little bit, I shouldn't say a break, but her opportunity came, I think, probably a little bit sooner than most would have anticipated, because the last season or the last two seasons, she's been in the Kraken organization at the American Hockey League level, working for Dan Bylsma, and Bylsma moved up from being the head coach of the American Hockey League team in the Kraken system to the Kraken bench this year, so he brought his staff with him. That is, in any sport, it is not unusual for a new head coach to bring his staff with him. We see it in baseball, we see it in football, we see it in British soccer. So she had a good reputation and a good relationship with her boss, and he was doing a good job, so the organization rewarded them both by bringing them up. I think there's going to be a lot of spotlight on her simply because she's a woman, so maybe she's going to have to do a little bit better job than the average man would be asked to do. But again, with the West Coast situation, I haven't seen a lot of Seattle games. They were here in Toronto on Thursday night. I had an opportunity to watch that game on television. She seems to be very much involved in the game. She's certainly not a bystander. She's certainly not somebody that's been stuck there on a pedestal. You look over at the boards when there's a timeout or a TV timeout, and she's diagramming plays, and she's giving people instructions and giving them the benefit of her experience. I think she's there legitimately. She's not there just because she's a woman, and I think she has a bright future. Let's just hope that she's the first of many.
Yeah, I got one more for you, John. Really good stuff, by the way. Steve Stamkos, going back to Tampa, homecoming for him. Definitely an emotional situation, but now has a new legacy that he's building in Nashville. But I believe he's the leader in points, everything, goals, games, you name it, with the Lightning. And just That had to be a little bit of an emotional situation for him, but at the same time, bittersweet. What say you?
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, we've seen it many times in professional sports where a player has a long-standing and outstanding career with one team and then for whatever reason goes someplace else and gets a nice welcome when he comes home. You know, one that you'll obviously be very familiar with is Paul Molitor when he came to the Toronto Blue Jays, his first trip back into Milwaukee back in 93. Crowd gave him an absolutely unbelievable ovation and recognized his years with the Brewers. You saw the same thing with Raymond Bourque when he went back to Boston. I can't recall whether we saw Aaron Rodgers go back to Green Bay. I guess we didn't because he got hurt in the first game last year, but I suspect we'll see something similar when Rodgers goes back to Green Bay. I think it's great that fans forget that a player has gone to another team and they recognize the contribution he's made to their team, and it was really, really nice to see that happen this week with Stamkos in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Just good stuff. And it just shows, like you said, the appreciation from those fans toward that player because he had dedicated himself so much to their organization. And you know what? You got to be happy for a guy that does well with an organization and can go somewhere else and build a new legacy. I think that just tells you a lot about Stamkos and his character of who he is. Great stuff as always, John. Appreciate your time today. We're up against it. The music hasn't started, but it's going to start briefly. So appreciate you taking time out with us, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Stay well, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, Professor of Sports. He breaks down Major League Baseball and NHL hockey like nobody's business. That's why we have him for you people. Keep it close. We got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll do a little college football, maybe a little NBA basketball before we get out of this hour. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect? Please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us, people, if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. Got to talk a little college football with you. I know this is your wheelhouse. You mentioned ASU a little earlier in the program, 6-2. Obviously amazing, good stuff for them. I love seeing that. But let's talk a little bit about this top 25, and let's talk about some of those teams that may have hurt themselves as far as the playoff that happened on Saturday. Question for you about Penn State. I don't think this hurts them all that badly. They obviously have a path to get to the Big Ten championship game still. And if they do that, I believe they'll be just fine. They'll get in the playoff. If they lose another game, it may get a little dicey. And ultimately, bro,
right.
That's why I thought Saturday, Ohio State, Penn State, there's no way in hell that Ohio State was going to lose that game. They had to win that game because if they have the two losses, it gets pretty dicey as to how in the world can you justify them getting into the playoff. But I do see a clear path for Penn State to still get there. And with that being said, I also still see a path where potentially Indiana could get to the playoff as well. I think the Big Ten has a shot to have a few teams there. What say you?
Oh, for sure that they have. They have a pretty good chance to have multiple teams. I mean, look, if Oregon keeps doing what they're doing, Oregon's in. Ohio State, like you said, if I don't think they're going to lose another game. I think they beat Michigan this year. I think they're in. Indiana is making a case, certainly. And you gotta love what's going on in Indiana, because Indiana's not known necessarily as a football school. That's always kind of been known as a basketball school. And, you know, we can get into the pluses and minuses of that. But that coach that is there, that guy is creating culture. He's creating winning. And it's just good to see, because You're like me, Andy. You like to see teams that haven't been associated with the playoffs or being in contention for, you know, something great during the season get there. And Indiana is that school. And let's not forget about Boise State. All right? Genty, who in my head is the Heisman leader in the clubhouse right now, another about 150 yards, two touchdowns, quarterback threw for over 300 yards. Keep your eye on Boise State. I do agree with you with Ohio State that they weren't going to lose that game. Like I have plenty of friends that are Penn State people, and they were plenty nervous for that game. And for me to see how Ohio State did it, and I'm not a Buckeye fan by any stretch, but, you know, you got to go into State College, and they're having a whiteout. You got 105,000 people wanting blood, and you walk out of there with a victory. That tells me something about that football team. And I know Ryan Day has took a lot of crap over the past couple of weeks, especially since losing to Oregon in Eugene, and people want to make a big deal out of that. I'm like, that's not a big deal. There's plenty of people going to Eugene and don't come out with a win. And it doesn't matter if you're Ohio State, Michigan, it doesn't matter. Like, Eugene's a tough place. But you know, I mean, this college football season is still wide open, and I like that we get to talk about it, Andy, in terms of, okay, well, if they lose one more, then it could, like you said, could get kind of dicey, you know, for certain teams, Penn State, you know, those kind of teams. And we're not talking about just four teams or who's going to be the fourth team. Who's going to be the 12th team? Who's going to be that team? And, you know, all those kind of things. So college football is going the way that I thought it would with the new playoff system. And it's fun to watch. For sure.
To that point that you just made about it's not four teams, it's now 12. Texas A&M goes down to South Carolina, and I'll tell you what, man, South Carolina was absolutely up for the task. I watched some of that football game,
right?
And they played great. Their quarterback Sellers was electric. That kid was fantastic. And then Iowa State losing to Texas Tech. Those are teams that are on the outside kind of looking in because they're 10 and 11 coming into this. And then Clemson as well, right? Clemson goes down to Louisville.
Right.
So that opens the door for the Indianas of the world. K-State goes down to Houston, so you can kind of knock them out. Pittsburgh gets beat badly by SMU.
Bad.
SMU moves back up a little bit. Ole Miss gets a victory against Arkansas in emphatically. Maybe Ole Miss kind of comes back down into the equation a little bit. So to your point, it is wide open. And I think that the 12 teams, I mean, obviously, I'm no rocket scientist for saying this, but the 12 teams opens up so many more windows of opportunity for teams that we may have not thought would potentially get this opportunity. So the Indianas of the world who are mid-teens, almost 20, you keep winning football games, you're going to find yourself in the top 12. And I think that that's what the beauty of this new system is, Mike, is that it's brought, you know, we talk about the wild card in baseball. Right, we talk about how that brings in more teams. Same thing in the NFL. You have the wild card weekend. In a weird way, I'm gonna compare this to basically having a wild card, and you're getting several wild cards in the mix of 12 teams. Is that fair?
No, that's fair. I was gonna bring up the NBA and the play-in.
There you know go,
that sure. That whole system as well. Yeah. So it brings in more fan bases. It brings more eyes to the TV because now you got more teams that are in the mix, like you said, for these different playoff positions. And, you know, at the end of the day, let's face it, college athletics, it's not about the student anymore. It's about the money. I think the NCAA is going to reap. I mean, the amount of money they're going to make off of this is just sick. You know, after a few years and the new TV contract, they get negotiated. I could see this going 16 teams. I could see it going, you know, something a little bit bigger because they're gonna look at it like the NCAA tournament in men's basketball and women's basketball. It just crap money, and that's what they're after. So I do like it from the standpoint that it brings in more fan bases. More attention to the sport, more attention to programs that haven't been in it. And Andy, let me tell you, how sweet would it be if Army, for whatever reason, got into that playoff? I mean, I don't know if there'd be too many fans out there that wouldn't root for Army to do something in the college football playoff.
Oh, no, most definitely. Speaking of rooting for somebody to do something in college football, we've got MISM, who's been hanging on the line, and I didn't really realize because I was just kind of too busy rapping with you about this. But let's open up the phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. People call in, voice your opinion about whatever's on your mind, and let's go out to Santa Monica, Mitch, which is MISM, and by the way, before you come on too quickly here, I gotta tell you, brother, I'm enjoying your state right now. I happen to be in California. I'm on the outskirts of San Diego, and I'm just kind of enjoying myself here this weekend. But MISM, how you doing, brother? Mitch in Santa Monica, you there? Oh, call dropped. So his call dropped. He's calling us back in just a moment. We'll get him up here on the line. But yeah, man, we got MISM. I think he wants to talk a little college football. So hopefully we can bring him back on here in just a moment. We'll get him up and running. And but otherwise, Mike, look, I do want to ask you a couple things about the NBA real quick. And we will get sure. We'll get him when he calls. Okay, but NBA basketball, my friend. Your Boston Celtics look good, but they don't look as good as the Cleveland Cavaliers right now, bro. Like, holy cow, what a start for the Cleveland Cavaliers. What a terrible start for the Milwaukee Bucks. There's a lot going on in Milwaukee right now. Rumor is they're very upset and disappointed with Doc. Potentially they're looking for somebody else to come in there other than Doc. So this is something that could get really, really ugly in Milwaukee very quickly. But great start for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Great start for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Is there a changing of the guard in the NBA, Mike Wilson, a little bit?
A changing of the guard meaning what? Like, are we talking like Cleveland's like the new top dog and OKC's like the new top dog? Is that what you're kind of getting at?
I mean, look, man, I'm not saying that Cleveland is the top dog. I think Boston is the best team in the league. But what I'm saying is that you're seeing these teams like the Cleveland Cavaliers, like the Oklahoma City Thunder, that they are a lot younger. They're a ton younger. And of a sudden, they're starting to ball out and they're starting to play pretty well. And Oklahoma City Thunder last year was pretty damn good. This year, with a little bit more experience and a little bit more of a chip on their shoulder, potentially I see them being a real threat in the Western Conference. I really do. The Phoenix Suns have gotten out to a pretty good start. They've only got one loss on the season. I think that's a good thing. And Coach Bud is going to come in and do what he does to help them get better defensively, and I think that's the big thing that I'm seeing in Milwaukee that has just been atrocious, my friend, is the defense. They can't stop anybody, and when you can't stop people, when you let teams that shouldn't score 40 points in a quarter on you, you're making it pretty difficult on yourself. So I don't know, man. I think that the NBA right now, you talk about college football being wide open. Yeah, I think that the Boston Celtics are really good, but right now, man, it's completely wide open in the NBA, and rightfully so. It should be. The season just started, which gives my Milwaukee Bucks a little bit of hope, who are 1-5 to start this damn season. So, but they got to figure it out quick because they're losing games left and right. They won one and they've lost every single game since then. So, and now there's talk about Giannis, the trading Giannis potentially. Look, I think this could get bad, and it could get really bad before it gets better there in Milwaukee. But hopefully, somehow, some way, cooler heads can prevail and they can just figure things out, because at the end of the day, I do think they have guys that can play, and it's just weird. I don't see the same effort from them that I see from anybody else in the league. That's really what it boils down to, Mike. I don't see the kind of effort that I see from even like a Charlotte team, even a Chicago Bull team, that literally they're not playing for much, but at least they have heart to go out there and give it all they have. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the hour. I know we've got MISM, so we'll get you on an hour or two, which is more in your wheelhouse anyway, man. It's all about the NFL. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and let's jump out to the phones. We'll bring MISM on to finish out this hour, and then you know what, MSIM, we'll keep you into hour two if you'd like to, my friend. So I know you had a John Poulter take about baseball, so roll it out, brother. Go ahead. Mitch, are you there? Oh, I guess his call dropped again. He says he's going to try to call again in a little while. Having some technical difficulty with the phone lines, but we do encourage it. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Mike, anything you need to get off, excuse me, off your chest before we get out of this hour?
Not really. I mean, look, I mean... Other than, you know, Cleveland NBA talk, I mean, Cleveland playing 7-0, yeah, Donovan Mitchell is lighting it up. And, you know, OKC is 6-0, like you said. They're in the mix last year, but young guys that get experience turn into veteran guys with experience, and that's always a good thing. Boston's going to be just fine. I know there are some people making a big deal out of their loss to Indiana the other day. We just didn't shoot well enough. We didn't make the plays. Like, it is what it is. We weren't going 82-0 anyway, so, you know, nope. Whatever. Nope. But, but Phoenix, keep your eye on Phoenix, man. I think they're going to do well this year. I really do.
Coach Bud. I think Milwaukee Bucks and everybody, the fan base, is literally kicking themselves going, why the hell did we let this guy go when you really look at his defense, it was pretty damn good. I hear the music. We got to take that pause for the cause. Hour two is on the horizon. It's all about the NFL. Oh, baby, keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance. The Houston Texans and the New York Jets faced off in a Thursday Night Football Halloween edition matchup. CJ Stroud was missing his two main wide receivers and only threw for 191 yards. But nothing was scarier than the New York Jets' current record going into the game. Sitting at 2-6 before the game, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets needed a win and got it done. Aaron Rodgers threw for 211 yards and had three passing touchdowns. Two of those touchdowns snagged by Jets wide receiver Garrett Wilson, which helped the Jets snap their five-game losing streak. Jets win 21-13. The Texans' record now standing at 6-3. The New York Jets now at 3-6. We now look to NFL Sunday as Week 10 will continue. That huge slate for Week 10 includes the Panthers and the Saints facing off. Giants will host the Commanders. The Bills will host the Dolphins. The Browns and the Chargers will face off. Titans and the Patriots will play against each other. The Cowboys looking for a win against the Falcons. The Bengals will host the Raiders. The Ravens will also host the Broncos. The Cardinals will play against the Bears. The Philadelphia Eagles will go against the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Seahawks will face off against the Rams, the Packers will host the Lions, and the Vikings will host the Colts. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, going! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
I love fall weather. The crisp air, the falling leaves, until someone in my family catches a chill outside. Luckily, Kohl's has deals on all things cozy. I got 20% off comfy layers and warm denim, $10 off because I spent over $50, and earned Kohl's cash. Now we're ready to bundle up and get back out there, thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end November 3rd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. It's week 10 in college football, where conference and rivalry games take place, and there are a few better times in the sports season. So let's get to work on our play of the week. My record stands at 6-3, and my call last week on Wisconsin was a setback. The only item I'll mention about any other games in this Week 10 is that I looked at Duke playing in Miami and Manny Diaz's return to his former home, getting a bundle of points. I think Duke takes Miami to the wire, but I'm going to pass as it doesn't fit my parameters. That is an ABC game, by the way, and so is my play of the week. And again, it's a 7:30 primetime start. We head to Columbia, South Carolina, where the Gamecocks host the Aggies. What a job by Mike Elko at Texas A&M, putting value in the $75 million buyout of Jimbo Fisher. Let it be known that Elko inherited 18 returning starters, the only team in the nation to do that. But he has his team believing, and it was never more evident than last week when the Aggies overcame a 17-7 halftime deficit by scoring 31 of the last 37 points of the game and steamrolled LSU. Marcel Reed came in for Connor Wegman at quarterback to spark the rally. Two of the best outings for A&M this season, that comeback and the Missouri game, happened when there was a quarterback switch. I say play them both against South Carolina. But the Gamecocks have had time to contemplate that. And other things coming off a bye week. They have a little bit of New York Jets in them. They need to help their anemic offense and complement their number 13 in the nation defense that has limited four of their last six opponents to season-low yardage. My thoughts are South Carolina head coach Shane Beamer uses the bye and has wrinkles ready to knock the last undefeated SEC team off at Williams-Brice Stadium. South Carolina plus 3.5. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. Hour two, baby, all about the NFL as we bring you right into the games, all the action that happens in the day, and we love talking NFL football. It's week nine, people. Week nine of the NFL is here. All kinds of storylines happening. Tua back for the Dolphins. Didn't go so well in week one against the Arizona Cardinals. Then he has the Bills on the docket the next week where Josh Allen seems to roll like a madman against that squad. His record is impeccable. The Bengals, they're playing the Raiders. They got to get a victory, man. They just got to get a victory. The Browns got a victory without Deshaun Watson. I think that that's meaningful to some degree. Man, oh, man, just so much to talk about with Jaden Daniels and that great pass that he had last week and the momentum that's riding there in Washington with those guys, the Commanders. Pretty awesome stuff, Mike, if you think about it. The Ravens had a little dive back. Will they come back forward again against the Broncos? So much to discuss, bro. You ready to rock and roll or what?
Yeah, let's rock and roll, man. I mean, that Packer game's probably the best game of the day on paper, but yeah, let's get to it.
Hadn't gotten there yet, man. Jared Goff and the Detroit Lions playing fantastic football. The Packers really haven't found their stride. Could this be the week? Who the heck knows, man? We got to talk about it. Keep it close, everybody. There's tons to talk about in the NFL. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us, people, if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Robert, do me a favor. Let me know if we have MISM or not. I'm not quite sure. I'm just a little confused on whether we have them or we don't have them. But either way, bro, let's get into the NFL a little bit. I want to start with the Jaden Daniels pass. Pretty unbelievable, right? Pretty impressive. Pretty amazing how that play kind of developed and just – I think that there's something brewing there, Mike, and I think that there's something pretty special about this kid. He seems to be a hell of a leader. The guys are following him, and quite frankly, I like what I'm seeing with the Commanders, and I'm finding myself rooting for them week in and week out, and maybe it's because I know Jaden a little bit. I don't know him great or anything like that. I'm not claiming to be his best buddy, but we have talked to him out on the field a few times when he was at ASU and was always such a shining bright light, and I just loved the way the kid was back then, and now seeing him just excel at the professional level and doing it right away as a rookie, dude, it's really special and it's really cool. And I'm so excited for this kid. It's awesome.
No, it is awesome. And to see him develop, something happened at LSU with him. Like I remember you and I having the conversation and you asking me, do you see it? I'm like, yeah, I see it. You know, in terms of the it thing, right? I think you know what I'm talking about. And, you know, could he play on the collegiate level. Yes, he can compete on the collegiate level. He gets to LSU, and there's something to be said with having talent around you, right? So, yeah. And LSU had that. They had coaching, and his development over the last 2 years, Andy, has just been spectacular in terms of the player that he has become. And now he's doing it in the pros. And I think, you know, the veteran guys on the team, and even the other rookies and the coaches just see it. He has it. He has the personality. He makes the plays. Now, we're not saying he's flawless or anything of that sort, but he's making plays. He's making his teammates believe in him. And he's been in, what, 8 NFL games, you know, in his career so far. That's a really, really quick turnaround for a kid that had some questions when he went from ASU to LSU about maybe his talent a little bit. Was he that good? Is he going to reach his potential? Yes, he has reached his potential. His potential, his ceiling is so high right now. And watching that play last week, you know, my son and I were at Duke University last week, and we're watching this thing on his iPad, and we're like, you know, I'm not going to say what we said when the throw was made, because it's a family program. But we were like, you know, we were talking about who else could have made that play, you know, and we're like, you know, Mahomes or maybe Jordan Love, that kind of thing. But he's making a name for himself, and I think he's putting the NFC and especially the NFC East on notice.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. Look, the bottom line is sometimes when you have that kind of belief in yourself, it just radiates throughout the whole room, and all of a sudden you've got 53 guys that believe what you're doing is something special, and you can take this thing right to another level. And I think that's where the Commanders are right now. They're like, they've given the keys to Jaden, and he's driving the car, he's driving the U-Haul, he's driving whatever you want to call it, and the guys are following him. They've gotten in the back seat, and they're along for the ride. I think it's just something extremely special that we don't see in sports, where a young guy like this has come in and made such an impact on the rest of those guys. You know, I want to compare him a little bit right now to Lamar Jackson, who last week, obviously, right, the Ravens faltered a little bit. And I'm just kind of curious how you see Jaden versus Lamar, because they're similar in the sense of they can kill you with their legs. And, you know, as up and down as Lamar is, when he's up, man, he really passes the ball extremely well. And we haven't seen Jaden really have to deal with the same type of adversity yet. But I think that Jaden Daniels and Lamar Jackson are very similar players. Is that a fair comparison?
Oh, absolutely, it's a fair comparison. I believe, Andy, that was the comp. When he was coming out and he was at the combine, the draft, and people are trying to make comps, and people were making the comp. He's a younger Lamar, and he might even be a bit of a better thrower of the ball, of the football, than Lamar was at this stage too. And that, once again, that just goes back to his collegiate coaching with that kind of thing. But yeah, the comp is Lamar. Pick your poison. Do you want to just try and contain him in that pocket and let him have time and let him dissect you? Or are you going to come after him, and then he gets outside of containment, and then you're off to the races with trying to just to bring him down because he has that speed to get out and make plays and get first downs?
Yeah, it's a great dynamic to have. And I just think that knowing how to use their skill set to the maximum is ultimately how you're going to bring out the best in each of these guys. And they're both very electric, but I really look at them, and I see a lot of similarities. And to your point, I see one thing that Jaden does a little bit better, and it is throwing that deep ball, man. he threw that thing 65 yards plus, and it got there, and it got there pretty easily. Hey,
in a hurry.
I want to talk to you a little bit about another interesting matchup of quarterbacks, and that would be our very own Kyler Murray, who's playing against the Chicago Bears and Caleb Williams. Look, this is kind of a, you know, it's another situation where, you know, Kyler was under a lot of scrutiny in his early stages of his career, but I do give a lot of credit to Kyler, and I think he's figured a lot out over the past couple seasons. The season that he got to sit out was instrumental to his growth as far as being a better quarterback. How do you see the comparisons of Caleb Williams and Kyler Murray going out there today, and how dynamic both of these guys are, but it's a young version of Caleb Williams, and it's a little bit more of a mature version now of Kyler Murray. So how do you see these two guys playing against each other today? And again, I know that they don't really play against each other, but you know, that's always the big talk is quarterback playing quarterback. So who do you think will outperform one another in this game, I guess is a better way to put it?
Boy, good question. I you know, the only difference that I see between these two is, like, literally their height. You know, Kyler's not the biggest guy. Caleb, I think, is about 6'3"-ish, maybe 6'4". And, you know, I think the comp is a fair comp for Caleb Williams to Kyler Murray. I think today, you know, they're both hyper-competitive guys. I do think maybe Chicago has a bit more talent on their team for Caleb to take advantage of than maybe Kyler does for the Cardinals. I mean, if you take a look at Chicago and the receivers that Caleb's throwing to, there's a plethora of guys that he can throw to and make plays with. Cardinals are looking at Marvin Harrison Jr. Like that's their main target. And so I think Chicago defensively is going to try and double team Marvin a little bit, and then be like, all right, Kyle, if you're going to beat us, you're going to have to beat us with your other receivers, your other players around you. And I think they're going to take a chance with that.
Yeah. The thing that would concern me a little bit about the Bears today is a little bit of a hangover from last week, where they had an absolute disaster fire happen there at the end of the game. And we know how Mama Mo works, brother. Sometimes that stuff just carries itself on for a little while. And I think the mojo that the Cardinals are bringing is good mojo. So I think these are teams that potentially are maybe going in a little different direction. We'll see how it plays out. But I think I like the Cardinals today. We got to take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports. Excuse you, brother. Are you okay? Are you all right over there? What? Yeah. Okay, good. Good to know.
I am fighting some congestion for sure.
That's all right, bro. Getting back into it, okay? So you mentioned this in the last segment, but I kind of skipped over it because I wanted to save it till this segment a little bit. Lie-downs playing the Green Bay Packers in Lambeau. Both these teams are juggernauts on offense. We know that, but the Lions have been impressive, man, averaging like 45 a game over their last three, four games, whatever it is, just kind of running away from teams, to be honest with you. The Green Bay Packers, I don't think they've hit on all cylinders yet. Obviously, Jordan Love hasn't been himself like he was in the second half of last season. With that being said, though, like ultimately, bro, the numbers are pretty good. I think this is a huge game. I really do. I think it's a huge game for the Green Bay Packers to be able to establish themselves as, you know, maybe the other team to be thinking about in this division, right? Because you have the Minnesota Vikings, who started out the season pretty well. That they're starting to come down to earth a little bit, if you ask me, the last couple of weeks. They're starting to get the losses. But ultimately, I think we thought it was the Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers who are going to battle this thing out for the NFC and the NFC North. And ultimately, I look at this game as a huge test for the Green Bay Packers in Lambeau in front of their fans. Jordan Love coming back from that groin injury. I thought they rushed him back the first time around. I don't know what the right answer is. You obviously want to play your guy that you're paying $50+ million to, but ultimately I think you have to make the decision. Whoever gives you the best opportunity to win that day is the guy that you should put out there. With that being said, I see Jordan Love playing. I see this being a good football game. But I think the Detroit Lions are just a team that they're somewhat a team of destiny. I think when you think of their path last year, Mike, and Danny throwing it out there on the craps table a lot of times, where I questioned a lot of his calls, his judgments at times throughout the course of a football game. But with that being said, man, they ultimately have a lot of pieces. And I think that if they can make sure that their defensive line can keep applying pressure, and without Hutch, that makes things a little bit more difficult. But right. Other guys have to step up. I look at the Detroit Lions as a very, very good football team in the NFC, man. And I think that the Packers are just below the Detroit Lions. And again, I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, but I'm also very objective about what I'm seeing. And I think the Detroit Lions might be the cream of the crop in the NFC, Mike.
Yeah, no, I think you're spot on. Look, at the beginning of the year, I think I picked your Packers to go to the Super Bowl. Like, I'm not wavering off of that, but at the same time, I look at what's in front of them today. And, you know, Detroit has Super Bowl aspirations for sure. Yeah. And for the first time in forever, they have expectations in Detroit. Like, the last couple of years, there's been expectations. So, which is great to see. I mean, I'm not downplaying that at all. But I do think the Packers are in that next echelon below, like the Kansas Cities, the Detroits, that kind of thing. So, I think today's going to be a big measuring stick for Green Bay to see where they're really at. And I think it's a measuring stick to see just exactly where Detroit is as well. I mean, this is probably the best game of the day. And I think it's the one that's getting the most talk. It's the one that's getting the most hype. So we'll see where Jordan Love is. I agree with you. I see him playing. And, you know, we'll see what Jared Goff and the fellows up there in Detroit have for your Packers at Lambeau today. I think it's going to be a really competitive game. I'm not going to say who I think is going to win until we get to that point. But I just think it's going to be a fun game to watch for sure.
Yeah, most definitely. Okay, so I want to talk to you a little bit about the NFC West, where Seattle's playing right. The Rams today, okay? And I like what I saw from the Rams against the Minnesota Vikings. Here's what it tells me, my friend, is if you give Matty Stafford his two wide receivers, all bets
right.
are off.
Right.
And you can kind of say that the Rams can play with anybody. And you look at this division right now, dude, everybody is 4-4 except for the Rams.
Yeah.
And they have that opportunity to get there against Seattle in Seattle today. I look at Matty Stafford and I look at the Rams and I think that I look at them and I say they can put a run together like they did last season if they have their guys healthy. Early in the season, no Pacua. Without that guy on the field, no Cooper Kupp. Like, come on, man. How do you expect right. a guy to go out there and deliver when he doesn't have those weapons? But he had the weapons against Minnesota, who we think is a pretty good football team. But I think as the year goes on, Minnesota will kind of falter a little bit. But again, we'll just have to see how it plays out. But this division, man, like, I guess my question is, who are you giving the edge to in this division? Because I don't know who to give it to, because the San Francisco 49ers aren't the San Francisco 49ers anymore.
Very true. You know what? And, you know, people were making all these comments about the Rams and how they're struggling and Stafford this and he's not. I'm like, he's missing his two best receivers, people. Like, you know, and then they turn it around last week with Minnesota, and people, there were some people, Andy, that were acting like they were shocked. I'm like, why are you acting shocked? You got two of the best playmakers on his whole offense back. That you're going to look better. The team's going to look better. They're getting yep. guys back on defense as well. You know, so, you know, the Rams were pretty banged up. Now they're getting guys back, and they're getting guys back in the second half of the season when you got to start playing better, getting wins, getting momentum towards the playoffs, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, with the Rams, you know, God forbid any more injuries happen for him. But if these guys, all these guys keep coming back and getting in rhythm and showing that chemistry that they have with Matthew Stafford, and the defense keeps playing and getting guys back, I would not want to play the Rams. Just count me out of that. I wouldn't want any piece of them.
All right, one more I want to get.
Healthy.
Yeah, no one way. More I want to get to before we take that pause for the cause, and then we'll go through our analysis for the games. Only one team still undefeated, and you know, I hear a lot of talk about the Kansas City Chiefs. They're lucky that the officials help them. This, that, and the other. At the end of the day, man, Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes, and their defense, their defense is absolutely lights out. So is there really anybody that can test the Kansas City Chiefs, or are we looking at a team that's just going to repeat, and we're looking at a three-peat for these guys? What say you?
Oh, I think a three-peat is definitely on – in the cards, in play for them. And I'm just going to say this right now, Andy. The people that say, oh, the refs help them out, can we just take away their TVs from them and, like, any cable subscriptions from them? They just sound stupid to sit there and go, oh, it's the ref. It's this. It's that. No, you got Patrick frickin' Mahomes as your quarterback, and you have a defense, like you said, is lights out, completely legit. Oh, and let's not forget about their head coach, Andy Reeves, and Travis Kelce, and all the other guys that make that thing go. It's not the referees. Knock it off, you fanatics. They're just flat out good, and the three-peat is certainly within the realm of possibility.
Hey, I just want to make mention of this because I know they're one of the teams that you really, really like. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers and the 49ers who don't play today. And I think in the 49ers case, it's huge because maybe they can get a little bit more healthy. In the Pittsburgh Steelers case, though, bro, I almost feel like it's rolling right now to a certain degree. And I don't know if you want to stop this train from the momentum that you have, because Mike Tomlin seems to be pushing all the right buttons. Doesn't matter which quarterback he plays, they seem to produce for him. So I don't know. It could be interesting to see the way that things play out for those two teams moving forward. We got to take a break, bro. We'll do it. We'll come back and we'll do what we do, which is dive through the games, dissect them, and tell people what we think may or may not happen. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we, like, maybe switch up the sound effect? Please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
All right, everybody. Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, I think the phone lines have worked out, and they're up and running once again. And looks like we've got MISM to do the picks with us, which is okay. I ain't mad at him. But good morning, MISM. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing fine, guys. I hope I can't divide because I got cut off or had some technical problems in the first hour. But, MJ, where's my Cam Ward love? I mean, please, come on now, for the Heisman? And, by the way, I just couldn't sympathize more with Professor John Poulter. I mean, come on now. 1 out of 10 World Series in history have been Yankees-Dodgers, and the Yankees have been in there a third of the time. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. Thank goodness the Guardians were there with a third of the salary in the championship game. But to have the Mets, Yankees, and Dodgers rule baseball, it's just getting sick. But that being said, not only do you have MISM, but you have LISM here today as well to do her picks. And you know the last time she did it, she clocked us, didn't she?
I know. Yeah, she's like, put it this way, all the women in my life are better at this than I am. It's absolutely insane, okay? Like, that's the freaking truth. And I'm not afraid to admit it. It's okay. I'm not mad at it. Okay, so let's do this. Let's get after it, guys. Cowboys playing the Falcons. Do the Cowboys go into the abyss, or do they stay relevant? And do the Falcons figure out how to stay on top in their division? I think I like the Atlanta Falcons today. Let's go with Linda first. Linda, who you got?
Cowboys.
Okay.
Cowboys. I like their uniforms better.
See, like, that's the logic that I...
Is there a better reason?
But seriously, that's the kind of logic that actually wins, okay? So MISM, with your brain, where are you going here? Because we know where your better half is. She's got the Cowboys. Who you got?
I think the Cowboys have just been an implosion that has been just been brewing up. I mean, they're basically Mount St. Helens. And I think this year they're absolutely going to blow up into oblivion, and that team's just going to go nuts and go nowhere. So I do not have the Cowboys. I have the Falcons. Thank you very much.
Mike, who you got?
I'm going with the Falcons.
All right, 3-1 again. I think she's got us. We're in trouble. Okay, Dolphins playing the Bills. Now, look, the Dolphins really struggle against the Bills. Josh Allen freaking owns these guys. I don't think today is any different. I got the Bills. Mitch, who you got?
I have the Bills because, you know what, I still am afraid for Tua. I mean, 3 concussions and he's back already. Please, come on, you know, take care of yourself.
LISM, who you got?
The Bills. How can you root for a club from Florida?
I like it. That's a good way to, that'll get to your husband. I like that a lot. Okay, Mike, who you got?
Well, okay, I got the Bills, and Mitch, I am right on par with you with Cam Ward. I'm hoping the Dolphins just suck and suck some more so my team can get Cam Ward. I will take Cam Ward over anybody right now.
All right, so once again, I think we're all on the same page there, so I think we're okay because we have the same pick as Linda does there. Raiders playing the Bengals. Look, man, the Raiders are – they're the Raiders. What else can I say? The Bengals always start slow. They start to figure things out. They continue to figure things out. They get better as the season goes. I'm going to go with Joey Big Game Burrow. I got the Bengals at home. L-I-S-M, who you got?
The Raiders.
The Raiders. If you get this right, you know something that I don't know. Okay, MISM, who you got?
The Raiders are a worse implosion than the Cowboys. The Bengals are going to be absolutely dismantle them.
All right, Mike, how about you?
I'm going to go with the Bengals in this one by a field goal.
All right, Chargers playing the new... I don't know, the rejuvenated Cleveland Browns with Jameis Winston going for them? Look, man, the Chargers' offense absolutely sucks, okay? I'm sorry, but their offense is absolutely pathetic. I don't think the Browns are any good, but I really don't think that the Chargers are all that special either. I might shock you guys. I'm taking the Browns to get back-to-back wins with Jameis Winston. L-I-S-M, who you got?
I'm on the same page as you.
Wow. I feel pretty good about it then. Mitch, who you got?
Show me your lightning bolt, Lee Hacksaw Hamilton. Where are you in the North County and Phoenix and Tempe, Arizona? San Diego Chargers.
That's crazy. He's taking the San Diego Chargers, but they're the Los Angeles Chargers. So I don't know how much credit I can give you on that one, Mike. Who you got?
I'm going to go with the Browns as well. I was going to go with the Chargers, but after what Mitch just did, it made me switch my mind to the Browns.
We're still not even sure where the heck they're playing out of. Is it San Diego or L.A.? Who the heck are they? Okay, just joking around. Patriots playing the Titans. Look, man, I'm sorry, but as bad as the Patriots are, they play hard. They don't quit. The Titans, they have a good defense, or they're supposed to have a good defense, but I don't think their defense is that great, and I don't trust them as far as I can throw them. And I got not one, but I got two bad knees, and I don't think I should throw anybody with my bad knees. So you know what? I'm taking the Patriots. L-I-S-M, who you got?
You know, I have this whole thing about Patriots ownership, and I got to go with the Titans. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Politics are perfect for me. It's a political decision this weekend.
Mitch, how about you?
Put it this way, how many players can anyone name on either of those two teams, besides going like one or two deep? I took the Titans. I don't know why. I'm going back and forth. This I might switch my pick in a minute here.
Mike, because how of you.
Well, it's a good thing the NFL put this game on early so we don't have to be subjected to this later in the day with the crummy game of the day. I'm going to go with the Patriots in this one.
All right, Commanders playing the Giants. Obviously, the Commanders coming off of an unbelievable performance from Jaden Daniels, at least an unbelievable 13 seconds or whatever it was at the end of that game, and they come away with a victory that they're riding that momentum extremely high. The Giants are the Giants. They're playing for absolutely nothing. The Commanders have shocked the football world with the way that Jaden Daniels has swept the NFL. I'm sticking with that momentum, man. I like Jaden Daniels. I met him out on the field a few times when he was at ASU. Great kid. Great upside. I think the sky's the limit, and I'm taking the Commanders. Linda, how about you?
I consulted with my advisor, who is a New York diehard fan through and through, and she said, you got to go with the Commanders, so I'm taking that. There's no way
Mitch?
That the New York will come back or come out of this one.
I like it. Mitch, who you got?
I like the story that this week, free agents and players are wanting to have Washington be a destination for them. I mean, this isn't the Gus Frerotte bang your head against the post team anymore. I mean, I just love the fact that Washington is up and coming. I'm taking Commanders all the way. And don't bang your head, anybody, on the Commanders, please.
Mike, how about you, brother?
I'm not trying to bang anything, Mitch. Let's see. I'm going to take the Commanders today, and the Commanders by at least a couple of scores.
Saints playing the Panthers. I don't think the Panthers have a clue what the hell they're doing there. I believe Derek Carr will be back for the Saints this week, and I think that steadies the ship. I'm going to take the Saints in a situation where I don't really like either one of these football teams, so I guess I'm going to go with the team that I think is a little bit better. I'm taking the Saints. Mitch, who you got?
I'll go with the LISM philosophy. There's great music in New Orleans. I'll take New Orleans.
Oh, I like that. That's a good – hey, you know what? I like that reason of thought. Linda, who you got?
They feed their players much better in New Orleans than they do elsewhere. I'm going to go with the Panthers. I mean, I'm going with the Saints.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Wait, you're going with the Saints. Okay.
I'm going with the Saints.
I thought for a moment you were taking Mitch's philosophy and throwing it right out the frickin' window, but you came back to where you were. So,
I'll take the Saints.
Mike, who you got?
Once again, I'm glad this game's on early, so we don't have to watch it this afternoon. I'm gonna go with the Saints as well.
Broncos and Ravens. This might be a better game than most people are expecting. The Broncos have a really good defense. The Ravens have a very good offense. Something's got to give. Lamar and the guys didn't play so well last week. They had a little bit of a letdown. They've been a little bit up and they've been a little bit down. I think this week they're up because they're going against a young quarterback in Bo Nix, and I think that they'll have a bunch of different special packages on defense to figure out a way to get to him. I think the Ravens rebound. I'm taking the Ravens at home. MISM, who you got?
You know, it's almost like the Ravens are turning into the Vikings, you know, a team that never misses an opportunity to miss an opportunity. They've been so up and down this year, but against the Broncos at home, the Ravens have got to take this season under control. I've said this a couple weeks in a row, and this is the time when the Ravens will step up, Lamar Jackson will do his thing, and I'm taking the Ravens all the way.
Linda, who you got?
The Ravens, for sure. And guess, you know, look, I'm a Bronco girl. It's where my family is from. I should be picking the Broncos, but I'm going with the Ravens. I'm doing that in honor of my friend Jody.
Mike, how about you, brother?
I'm gonna take the Ravens, and Bo Nix better get the cold tub ready for after the game because he's gonna get pummeled today.
All right, Jags and Eagles. I'm taking the Eagles. I think they found something the last couple weeks, and their offense is starting to get going. Linda, who you got?
I am from the Philadelphia area. I should probably go with the Eagles, but I hate their fan base so much, I cannot. So I'm going with the Jaguars.
Wow. Mitch, how about you? You hate the Philadelphia Eagles, too. I mean, come on, man.
You know, for some reason, I have a soft spot for this year's Eagle team. Don't tell anyone. That's just between us. So just for this year. So, but again, don't let anyone else in the world know that I have a soft spot for Philadelphia. I'm going to take Philadelphia with this one. I mean, Jags are terrible.
Mike, how about you?
Yeah, Eagles all the way today.
Bears and Cardinals. Interesting matchup of quarterbacks. One guy's young. One guy's a little bit more experienced. I'm going to take the more experienced guy, and I like the way the Cardinals have been playing the last few weeks. I got Kyler and the Cardinals winning at home. Linda, how about you?
Ooh, the Cardinals. How could a girl who's married to a boy from Milwaukee go for the Bears?
I like it. I like it. Mitch, I already know you got the Cardinals. I don't even need to ask you. With what she just said, I don't need to ask you. Mike, how about you?
Yep.
I'm actually going to take the Cardinals.
All right, nice. Okay. Lie downs playing the Packers. Maybe the game of the day, baby. Look, man, I'm going to shock the hell out of you people. I'm taking the Detroit Lions to spoil the day in Lambeau. Mitch, how about you, brother?
MJ, can you cut off the host of the show?
Hurry, bro.
I mean, seriously. Seriously. Now, first of all, do we know who's starting? I've been looking. We don't know if J-Love is starting, but I don't care. I'll take Malik Willis. I'll take J-Love. I'll take anyone. The Packers, this is the stand-up game. They got completely embarrassed by the Vikings. This is their game to step up and watch as the NFC North starts to, you know, demolish each other. The best football in division.
He's got the pack. Linda, how about you?
It's got to be a house divided today. So I'll take the Lions.
What? I love it. Mike, how about you, brother?
Packers.
All right, we got to take a
break. There you go, MJ.
Listen, we're going to take a break. We're coming back. We'll finish up the games, and everybody's getting a quick parting shot. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here. Moment together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America, premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, final segment. We got to really crank this out quickly, guys, because I want to get our picks in for every game. So I'm just going to go through all three of the games that are left, and I want all of your picks. Rams, Seahawks, Colts, Vikings, and then the Monday nighter is Buccaneers and Chiefs. Linda, let's go with you first. Rams, Seahawks. Rams? Hello. Did we lose those guys?
Uh-oh.
All right, forget it.
Let's, we might have.
It's okay. We lost them. Let's just do this. Rams, Seahawks. Who you got, man?
Seahawks.
Okay, I've got the Rams. Colts, Vikings. Who you got, Mike?
Vikings, for sure.
I got the Colts. Buccaneers and Chiefs, who you got?
Got to go with the undefeated Chiefs.
Yeah, I got the Chiefs there. We're good to go, man. All good. Okay, so it's parting shot time. Before we do that, obviously, you can get at us a couple few different ways. On X for Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. Mike, parting shot time, brother. You are up.
Hey, I got a couple of them real quick, Andy. One, hey, another NFL Sunday is upon us. We're halfway through the year. Playoff runs start right now. Got to get healthy, all those kind of things. And then everybody at Duke University last week for that basketball game, we were treated unbelievably. Thank you.
Look, man, I hope I'm wrong about my prediction today as to what happens in Lambeau Field. And I've got the Detroit Lions. It would make me no happier than my Green Bay Packers do what I don't think they're going to do and go get a victory. So that's my parting shot for the day. Green Bay, make me look bad. For Mike Wilson, for Robert, for our callers, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Have a great day, everybody. Take care.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.